is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's the last show for me, folks. Next week, Monday morning, Aaron Flint will be back. Looking forward to it. Open phones all day today. We are going to have a special guest during the 8 o'clock hour, Attorney General Austin Knutson, going to come on. We've got quotes from AG Knutson on Fox Business last night. We've got statements from AG Knutson. We're going to have him on the show at 8 a.m. Really looking forward to it. Hey, we got a bunch of messages yesterday on the Montana Talks app that I wasn't able to get to just because of time. One from Tim. He says, "You nailed it. Good job. Thumbs up." Thank you so much, Tim. Jay in Billings says, "Amen. Good job, brother." Thank you, Jay. What in Jordan says, "Wow, David, good job. Way to set him straight." Thank you. Dennis says, "In my opinion, this country and its success, despite its growing pains, is a direct result of our founding fathers embracing God and forming our government." Thank you, Dennis. There's no question that America's tradition as a religious, God-fearing people helped us get to where we are. And sadly, in the Unleash Prosperity hotline this morning, it talks about there's a massive, massive drop-off in church attendance from pre-pandemic to now. They've got a quote in there from Jay Bhattacharya, one of the great epidemiologists. He said, when Biden said that churches are not essential and churches agreed that they're not essential and shut down during COVID, people listened, which is quite unfortunate. Jay in Billings says, "Keep up the good work." High five. Thank you, Jay. Dennis in Bozeman also sent a huge story that I've got printed here about the Bidens receiving $1 million after China wired $3 million to one of Biden's associates. Haley Biden also receiving tens of thousands of dollars from these Chinese-linked people. Big, big news today. I've got the full story here from the New York Post. We're going to talk about that. Another message from yesterday, right on, John says, "HHS non-elected have destroyed our country. I hope this bill takes power away from HHS." Yeah, it's a good question. I wish I would have been, we would have had more time, I guess, to get into that HHS bill that the House Speaker was talking about yesterday. Carl in Three Forks sent a message. "Teachers have to deal with these confused kids and parents daily. Teachers are still paid a low wage in Gallatin County, not keeping up with inflation. Money should be spent on our future kids. Keep the good teachers around by paying them more." Yeah, Carl, I mean, that's a good point, and that's why the legislature and the governor are raising teacher salaries. That was one of the big pushes of Governor Gianforte, was to do massive increase in teacher salaries here in Montana. That has passed, so teachers in Montana are getting a huge raise thanks to the Republicans. Got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Got a bunch of good audio clips, open phones all show long, except for 8 a.m. when we're going to have Attorney General Austin Knutson in the house. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana. Statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Even Politico Playbook this morning talking about how ridiculous it is for Biden to now be doing this massive, massive shift in policy to the middle, mentioning three different policies where Joe Biden gearing up for the 2024 campaign, just like John Tester, completely switching all of his policies, and we'll get into the specifics of that, but it's just like John Tester, a completely different guy now that he's running for re-election. I had two more messages that came in yesterday I wanted to read and get through these. If you guys want to be on the show, 406-294-0970, the last day to talk to me on the air or to send me a message on the Montana Talks app. Matt in Helena says, for the speaker, SB 94 on recovery residences as written threatens some of the faith-based programs that help with those with addiction reconnect to community and employment. Can exceptions be made to distinguish sober living homes from voluntary support programs for those overcoming addictions? Matt, great question. Wish I would have had the chance to ask the speaker that. I think I've heard that sort of issue raised a number of times from various listeners. I wish I knew the answer. Another one from Josh in Ulm. Josh says, just checking in from Oklahoma, hearing the app loud and clear as I'm trucking back to Great Falls. Been eating Montana beef I cook in the truck that my wonderful wife prepares for my trip. Thought, is this bank bailout not like a participation trophy? No one that plays loses. P.S. Blinky light means that I am moving that way soon. Josh in Ulm, hope you have a safe trip back. Love to hear the Montanans out there on the road. Still listening to Montana Talks on the app. And of course, that's how, I listen to Montana Talks on the app and on the radio. If I'm in my truck, I'm listening on the radio. If I'm in my house, I'm listening on the app. A big, huge, all hands on deck alert from the Montana Family Foundation regarding some very, very important bills that are getting heard today. The Montana Family Foundation says all hands on deck. One of the most important bills of the legislative session will be voted on the Senate floor today, Friday, March 17th. This is one of those all hands on deck moments. According to the Montana Family Foundation, SB 458 will define the word sex, male and female, in Montana law. This will ensure that biological sex can never be conflated with gender. This will protect girls from being forced to compete against biological males in sports, will protect individuals from retroactively changing their sex designations on birth certificates or driver's licenses. This is one of those bills where we really even shouldn't have to do this. And allow me to explain, because we've got rules of interpretation that our courts in this state follow and that I use to argue cases all the time. And there's statutes that deal with this. There's case law that deal with this. But there's a whole set of sort of ways that a court will go about interpreting a statute. And one of those rules says that when you're interpreting a statute, you do it according to the everyday usage and understanding of the words. Okay, so if we've already got the words sex, male, and female in Montana law, we really shouldn't have to define those, because the standard rule of interpretation applies, which is that they should be used according to their everyday normal usage and understanding, which, basically dictionary definition type thing. And courts do look to dictionary definitions. But, obviously that's not... We do need the bill. We do need it. It's really, really important, because, of course, the Democrats have changed the dictionary. They're literally changing the dictionary. They've literally actually gone to the dictionary and changed the definitions of words. It's one of their best tactics that the left uses, is just straight up changing the definition of words. I used to actually on my Twitch stream at twitch.tv/lecturefan, you can go to Twitch, you can support me on there, you can subscribe on Twitch, you can send Twitch bits, you can donate, the whole nine yards. But I used to keep a list of actual words that Democrats had changed the definition of. And it was a long, long list. It was literally like 30 or 40 words. Unfortunately, my computer hard drive ended up crashing and had to reformat, and I lost that list. I wish I would have uploaded it to the cloud. I should start it again. But if we all sat down and we wanted to create a list of words that Democrats have changed the definitions of, we could go 30, 40, 50, 60 words long. And of course, male, female, sex are right there with it. Excuse me. So this is an important bill. It's being voted on today. Montana Family Foundation says, we know for a fact that your calls to the Capitol switchboard make a great difference. Our call to action yesterday helped secure a 28-22 vote in favor of SB 458 on second reading. Our work is not finished. We need your phone calls. The third reading vote on SB 458 is taking place today, Friday, March 17th at 1 p.m. So we have until now, until 1 p.m., to get these calls in, to get these Republican senators to vote for SB 458. Montana Family Foundation says, please do not email the Republican senators. By the time they read your email, the vote will probably be over. Your phone call messages are transcribed and placed directly on the senators' desks. We need you to call and thank the senators that voted yes yesterday, encourage the senators that voted no to change their vote. You can leave messages for up to 10 senators at a time. The phone number is 444-4800. 444-4800. It's Montana Family Foundation says, thank the following senators for voting yes. Senator Bruce Gillespie, Senator Jason Small. Encourage other senators to vote yes. And there's a whole list of those as well. 444-4800, all hands on deck. SB 458 getting voted on in the Montana legislature today. David Noble in for Aaron Flint. Sweating to the music real close.
We can both use a little echo. Kind of nice. Here's a bulletin from the Stress News Network. The CEO of Stress Incorporated has announced Stress will indeed not be taking any time off this new year. They will continue to produce Stress 24/7. So there it is, a little dramatic maybe, but nonetheless reinforcing the fact that Stress never leaves, which is why you should be installing a new spa today from Thompson Pools. A spa is a backyard oasis, a place where stress is just not allowed past the velvet rope. You settle into soothing, massaging waters that relax, refresh, and revitalize. And Thompson Pools is the perfect choice, not only for their selection and expert care, but because they're the source for complete installation, repair, and service. They also stock all related chemical products and have a comprehensive inventory of parts. There are so many ways Thompson makes life sweeter. So start at ThompsonPools.com. ThompsonPools.com. Remember, if it isn't a Thompson Pool, it ain't worth a dip. Thompson Pools.
You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
We hear it every day at Renewal by Anderson. We should have done this sooner. Have you been waiting to put new windows in your home? Are your windows drafty, hard to open, leaking, sweating with condensation, foggy? The time is now for new windows from Renewal by Anderson. We have outstanding financing options right now for customers with approved credit. Renewal by Anderson consistently ranks number one in America for quality. You simply will not find a better window. And they make such a difference in your family's comfort at home. So many people are financing their Renewal by Anderson windows these days because it just makes so much sense. You get the incredible benefits of new windows now. You cut your energy bills now. You increase the value of your home now if you choose to finance that investment now. Renewal by Anderson windows pay you back in many ways for many, many years. Please visit us on the web at rbamontana.com to learn about our financing and book your free in-home consultation. Renewal by Anderson, simply the best of the best, and make no mistake, the time is now.
It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. You are listening to the Western Ag Network. Good morning, I am Haley Shipp. A reform of the H-2A foreign worker program is now hitting the ground. This week I spoke with Michael Marsh, CEO of the National Council of Agricultural Employers.
One of the issues that we've got, Haley, is that the rulemaking that right now is that we're litigating against, and actually my executive committee agreed yesterday afternoon to bring a second case against the Department of Labor on their new adverse effect wage rate rule in the H-2A program.
The rule, which was published in the Federal Register at the end of February, abandons changes to the wage methodology sought by the Trump administration that were seen as a win by employers hoping to hold down increasing costs of worker pay. It restores the use of an annual federal survey of farm employers to set the adverse effect wage rate, a regional average wage for field and livestock workers.
If you're a grower in California and you're using the H2A program, in order to use the program, you've got to pay the adverse effect wage rate, it's typically the adverse effect wage rate, and you have to pay to recruit the workers. You've got to pay their transportation in and out of the country. You've got to house them while they're here, and then you have to provide them with three meals a day or convenient cooking facilities so they can cook their own. So when you look at California's wage rate of $18.65, that's their adverse effect wage rate, and you add in another $6 or so for all the other, the transportation, the meals, the housing, et cetera, you're about almost at $25 an hour for somebody that's pulling weeds on the ranch.
As a consequence, Marsh says we're seeing more and more strawberries, blueberries, and raspberries coming into the U.S. out of Mexico.
Effectively, what's happened, today the United States is importing about 60% of the fresh fruit we consume and about 35% of the fresh vegetables. And as a result of some of the changes that we've seen in the program recently, those numbers are just going to continue to increase. At some point, and might be this year, 2023, that the United States becomes a net importer of food to feed Americans.
Again, that is Michael Marsh, CEO of the National Council of Agricultural Employers.
Ranchers, it's time for the Vermilion Ranch Spring Performance Sale. Things kick off on Thursday, March 23rd at the South Pryor Development Center south of Billings, Montana at high noon with 5,500 fancy open commercial replacement Angus heifers. Then on Friday, March 24th at the Public Auction Yards in Billings, 11 a.m., they'll sell 500 high-performance bulls, introducing some exciting new bloodlines along with their proven sires. Sale broadcast and videos available online through Northern Livestock Video Auction.
In challenging times like these, you want a lender who is fair and knows how to weather the storms. I'm Blake Hotman with Montana Livestock Ag Credit. We've been financing Montana's farms and ranches since 1933. Many of our customers have been with us for decades because they know when rates climb, they want a lender whose goal isn't to maximize profits by always passing on rate increases to their borrowers. With rates going up, it's imperative that you know what you're paying on your borrowed money. Call us today at 1-800-332-3405. Visit us on Instagram and Facebook.
A new law in South Dakota makes it harder to file nuisance complaints or lawsuits against an agricultural operation. South Dakota Searchlight says it will also limit the amount of monetary awards. After legislators approved the bill earlier this winter, Governor Kristi Noem signed it at a Mitchell Implement dealership this week. She says agriculture is the state's number one industry, and the law protects farmers from frivolous lawsuits. Meanwhile, groups like Dakota Rural Action and the Isaac Walton League say the law is unnecessary and goes too far. For the Western Ag Network, I am Haley Shipp.
Montana is talking here. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
David Noble in for Aaron Flint. Open phones all the way until 8 a.m. when Attorney General Austin Knutson is going to join us. Got a message out of Saskatchewan, Canada from Mrs. Holder. She says, good morning. We listen all the time on the app from Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. Love your show. Wish we could immigrate to the U.S. Canada is no longer a free country run by communists. Thank you, Mrs. Holder. Really appreciate it. It really is staggering for me to see what's going on up there in Canada. It's really, really sad. You know, it used to be that the English speaking world was a leader in freedom and human rights worldwide. And that phrase, the English speaking world, I got from Nigel Farage, one of the great leaders of the Brexit campaign over in the UK and one of the great legislative leaders in the UK. But the English-speaking world has now become, frankly, almost a laughingstock when you're talking about the UK, Ireland, Canada, US, New Zealand, Australia. The English-speaking world used to be these leaders of freedom, and now you get these stories out of Canada, you know, taking away people's guns, the COVID restrictions were out of control, going after the truckers rally. And we've actually got a story on the Montana Talks website going back to the historical event of the Montana-Canada Truckers Freedom Convoy, kind of a trip down memory lane, because this was about a year ago that happened. And, you know, the trucker convoy out of Canada was sort of a breath of fresh air. But, you know, when I always talk to people about UK and Canada, I always say, if you want to see where the Democrats want to take America, go look at the UK, go look at Canada. That's exactly where we're headed. And the UK, frankly, may even be worse off than Canada. Although I've heard horror story after horror story after horror story of people dealing with the healthcare system in the UK, the healthcare system in Canada. Really, really bad stuff. Hey, this is Montana Talk, so we're going to go straight to the phones. We got Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, thanks for calling.
Morning. Getting to the, you know, the left and the banning of freedom of speech, DirecTV, which a lot of people maybe don't know, is owned by AT&T, and AT&T also owns CNN, okay? Well, anyway, I've been battling with them for quite a while that, you know, their pricing's getting totally.
We're talking to Steve in Ballantyne. Steve, sorry, I took your call there right before we had that break, but go ahead, Steve.
Okay, so anyway, so they decided to take Newsmax off, and so Fox retaliated and says, we're going to take off, we're going to not allow the Fox channel also, which also has one of the last patriotic sports was NASCAR, and I love my NASCAR, so... Anyway, so a month and a half ago or so when they did this drastic move, I couldn't get NASCAR, so I decided to call up and voice my opinion to them, and they're trying to blame it on Fox. Fox is the one that's not, that they're having good faith, but Fox doesn't want to. And so I decided, you know, I think it's time to go somewhere else anyway, because you guys' pricing's out of reason. So I called up Dish Network that night. And Dish Network said that when Fox or when DirecTV made that drastic move of getting Newsmax off, that they were flooded by people wanting to switch over to Dish.
Nice.
Well, so I haven't done it yet. So last night I decided, you know, when I got my bill and it's totally going off the rails.
Yeah, I mean, what is it, like hundreds of dollars a month?
$170.
Wow, that's absurd.
Yeah. Oh, you can't believe. And so I'm so mad. So anyway, so... I call them up, and zero wait time, basically. Let's just say a half a minute of wait time, okay, to be able to talk to a representative. And you can't make this up. I was so mad, I hung the phone up, and I called Dish Network. The wait time on Dish Network last night, David, was 108 minutes.
Wow.
People are so frustrated, they're going back to, you know, I was with Dish years ago, but I'm going to go back to Dish. But they
So Dish carries Newsmax?
Oh, yeah, they carry everything.
Oh, great.
So that's why everyone's switching from DirecTV, but a lot of people don't realize how liberal that channel is, how that company is, because they're right. Owned by AT&T.
Right.
And so I'm done. But can
Good
you imagine
you.
Going from zero wait time to 108 minutes? I actually was asleep when the gal finally came onto the phone last night.
Wow, that's wild. Good for you, though. Good for you.
Yeah, so Dish Network does have Newsmax.
That's great to know. Thanks so much for the call, Steve. Really appreciate it. Good information for the listeners out there. Yeah, I don't have cable TV or Dish TV or anything. I mean, I really would spend when I watch something, I'm going to watch it on Twitch. I'll watch YouTube. That's what's interesting about this younger folks, I think, in general. And of course, the audience of Twitch and YouTube is skews younger. But I would encourage you, all of you older folks out there, if you're older than 40, maybe consider getting Twitch, downloading Twitch. You can spend your evenings watching me live stream on twitch.tv. It's a good way to go. We got Nancy in Roundup coming up right after the break. This is David Noble in for Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
It's David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We've got Nancy in Roundup on the line. Nancy, we're bringing you on here right at the beginning of the segment, so you've got all the time in the world. So thanks so much for calling, Nancy.
Thank you, David, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I just have a short history lesson to share. St. Patrick, of course, is credited with driving out the snakes of Ireland, but he also drove out slavery in Ireland. A lot of people don't realize it, but the Irish people at one time, they used African slaves. And when William the Conqueror conquered England and Wales, he helped drive out slavery in that part of the UK as well. But what I want to say is the Irish were discriminated against when they first came to the New World, to the United States. And this is why New York City has such a history of Irish street gangs. This is the only way these people could survive. They had to survive by robbery and petty thievery, because nobody would hire them. They were called derogatory, horrible names. They were not allowed into schools or anything at that time. And the American Civil War broke out, and this was a fantastic time for the Irish immigrants to prove themselves, and this is exactly what they did during the Civil War period. And I want to mention one man in particular. He's nicknamed the Irish Knight of America, and his name was in the history books, Miles Walter Keel. And Miles was born in Ireland March 25th, 1840, and as a young man, he was in the Papal Army in Italy, and he was shipped to the United States to help fight into the American Civil War, and he fought under General John Buford at Gettysburg and other major battles at that time. And after the Civil War, he became a member of the U.S. 7th Cavalry, which, of course, was commanded by Lieutenant Colonel George Armstrong Custer. And to make a long story short, he was at the Little Bighorn Battle. He was commanded Company I, and he was killed, and his body was found with his dead troopers, two sergeants, and his flag bearer surrounding him. So apparently they surrounded him when the enemy shot him off his horse and he fell to the ground. And so just a whole lot of respect and honor to Captain Miles Walter Keel and to all the Irish who suffered at the hands of indifference and also injustice in this country. And just have a great day and enjoy some green beers and some Jameson whiskey, and have a wonderful weekend. And, David, I tell you something. You're a great talk show host. I wanted to tell you that you're smooth and you keep your composure, and you let people talk from the beginning to the end, the callers, and without any interference. So thank you so much. You have a great day.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Nancy, and really thank you for those kind words. It really, really means a lot to me to hear that. I can't express how much that means to me. So thank you, Nancy, and happy St. Patrick's Day. You know, I'm Irish, and I'm sure a lot of you folks out there are Irish. And I think Nancy's right about the discrimination that the Irish people suffered here in the United States of America, and certainly over in Ireland at the hands of the British. I lived in Ireland, actually. I don't know if folks know this. I actually lived in Ireland for a semester when I was in college. I did a study abroad program at the University College Cork. And if you don't know, Cork is the real capital of Ireland. It's not Dublin. It's Cork, at least according to the people in Cork. But that was one of the coolest experiences of my life was studying abroad over there in Cork for a semester at University College Cork. University College Cork, a beautiful, beautiful campus with really old buildings and a long history. And Ireland is a really, really special country. The people there are incredible. And my folks came over and visited when I was studying over there, and we took a road trip around Ireland and actually went and saw old graves of our Irish ancestors. And if you're a Montanan and you have Irish ancestors, there's a whole industry in Ireland geared towards hooking up American people that have Irish ancestry and helping them find their ancestors. It's a really, really cool experience. I can't say enough about study abroad. There was this one, there was this article that kind of went viral on Twitter recently from this American woman who was just bashing study abroad programs, and she had gone and studied abroad in, I think, Florence, Italy for a semester, and just talked about how horrible it was and how people were rude to her and how everybody was just partying and traveling and she was trying to do this and trying to do, and I couldn't disagree more. Study abroad programs are a great, great opportunity. I've done three of them. I did semester at sea, I did University College Cork, and then in law school, I did a study abroad program in Switzerland. Really, really good stuff. And it's so interesting because and I've traveled to over 23 countries, and I'm telling you, my international travels have made me more conservative. It is very, very difficult to go travel the world and go to places like China, where I've been, Vietnam, a communist country where I've been, former Soviet Union countries, India, Myanmar, all of the Egypt, you know, places in Europe, places, multiple places in South America, and to really see the rest of the world and how it is. And you come away, you always come away wondering, you know, why is it? Why is it that some of these other countries are just stuck in desperate poverty, and you start to feel really, really weird, because here you are as an American and you have this wonderful, wonderful quality of life here in America, and then you go and you visit some of these poor countries, and it's impossible to not get very introspective and really start asking yourselves, why is it this way? What is really going on here? How is this fair? How is this just? And the answer is, there's no question that the answer is, it's a result of the governments. And in the United States, we have a constitution and a constitutional government, or at least we have had that, which has allowed us to thrive and for our economy to explode and for all Americans to be lifted up. And then you go to these other countries and their governments are corrupt. It's horrific. They don't have private property rights. They don't have courts that work. They don't have a justice system. They don't have free speech. They don't have Second Amendment rights. And when you don't have those things, when you don't have the rule of law, when you don't have private property rights, when you've got a corrupt government, that's when you end up with a horribly, horribly poverty-stricken country. And that's what most of the world is. Most of the world is living in desperate poverty. And then here's the other part of it, when you travel around the world and then you come back and you see these American liberals complaining about poverty in America, and you just have to scratch your head and you just have to tell these liberal Democrats, please, I beg you, please learn something about the world. Learn something about how the rest of the world lives. Being poor in America, you're in the top 1% worldwide in terms of quality of life. You really are. You haven't seen poverty until you've been to a Dalit village in India, in rural India. You haven't seen poverty until you've been to the slums of Ho Chi Minh City in South Vietnam. I mean, seriously, this is and then to come back to America and to hear these Democrats talk about how horrible America is and how it's so horrible to live here, and we've got all these people that are going hungry in America. It truly is very, very unsophisticated stuff. Hey, I wanted to play this this clip of A.G. Knewston on Fox Business on the TikTok ban. If we can get that ready for the producer. This is Attorney General Austin Knutson last night on Fox Business with Varney talking about the TikTok ban. Go ahead.
Are you trying to ban TikTok outright across the entire state for everybody? And are you getting any pushback?
Yes and yes. We are trying to ban TikTok outright in Montana. I'm all for private business. I'm all for free enterprise. But this is a Chinese Communist Party tool. They're not even hiding that fact anymore. We know TikTok is used to spy on Americans. It's used to look at our locations. It's looked to find sensitive intelligence that they can gather off of our pictures. It's used to take facial recognition data, biometric data. They're doing this. So that has got no business being in Montana. We do have a bill moving. It's through our state Senate. TikTok has finally gotten a little panicky. They've showed up with some Chinese Communist Party money to pay for some lobbyists here in Helena. And so they're trying to put the brakes on this thing as it moves through our state house of representatives.
Would you be happy if the Chinese owners of TikTok were forced to sell?
That would certainly make me feel a lot better. If this were a wholly owned American company, at that point, I think we'd probably stand down. But the fact that this is owned and controlled by ByteDance, which is owned and controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, yeah, that's a real problem for us here in Montana.
Great, great work by A.G. Knutson. And the only thing I'd add is that it is a Communist Party of China military tool. We'll be right back. David Noble in for Aaron Flint. David Noble filling in for Aaron Flint. We have got Freedom Friday coming up here at 7 a.m. George Blackard in the house. Got a couple of messages here on the Montana Talks app. Shelby says, DirecTV watchers, go to the parental guide while watching your favorite old show like Gilligan's Island. You'll see how ridiculous DirecTV is. Thank you for that message. Another one here from Liz in Three Forks. She says, ethics complaint filed on John Tester March 16th. This is from yesterday, the Washington Examiner. John Tester hit with ethics complaint over using his website to push his own reelection campaign. John Tester was hit with an ethics complaint yesterday after he used his Senate website to push his reelection campaign using his official U.S. Senate website, which is supposed to be for constituent services and serving the people of Montana as a senator, not for pushing his campaign. There's a government watchdog group, Americans for Public Trust, wrote in a complaint that Tester's Senate website published a news article about his announcement to run for re-election, which was rife with campaign rhetoric. This article focused almost exclusively on his re-election, includes an interview with Senator Tester with full of campaign rhetoric. And then it goes on to talk about how much campaign cash he's raised, his reelection chances, his history of campaigns, how the GOP primary might impact his ability to be reelected. You know, has nothing to do with his official position as a U.S. senator providing constituent services to the people of Montana. He's using his official office to push a partisan political campaign. This is an ethics violation. And, of course, John Tester is just out of control lately, pretending to be this sort of moderate, true Montana. Meanwhile, he's down in Silicon Valley the day after the Silicon Valley Bank gets bailed out, doing fundraisers with the law firm partner for Silicon Valley Bank. He's rubbing elbows and hobnobbing with these environmental activists who killed the Keystone pipeline. And then he has the audacity to say the Fed should try to claw back bonuses from Silicon Valley Bank executives. Hey, Tester, maybe you should give the money back that you got from FTX that was stolen money. How about that one? Maybe you should do that. There's also just so many things wrong with John Tester, and that's just a couple of them. Meanwhile, literally, SVB Bank tells depositors it's the safest bank in America. This is just from yesterday as well. They just got a federal bailout, and SVB tells depositors the safest bank in America. They say, dear clients, please join us for a call with Tim, their new CEO, to learn about our strategy and the path ahead, why there is not a single safer place to keep or transfer your deposits other than SVB, fully insured with no limits or caps. So now they're bragging about their bailout and saying how we got no limits on our deposits. Just go ahead and put all your deposits with SVB because it's fully insured, backed fully by the federal government, and you got nothing to worry about. The Democrat Biden administration also trying to bail out Moderna. I don't know if you folks have heard about this. This was on the top of the Bongino report here just this morning. A town hall story talks about how Moderna has been sued for patent infringement because of its mRNA vaccines. And the Biden administration has intervened in the lawsuit and said the U.S. government, the U.S. taxpayer should be liable instead of Moderna for the patent infringement because the government had a contract with Moderna. So Biden trying to bail out Moderna from a patent infringement lawsuit with taxpayer dollars.